We are joined here in the media center with the top fuel number one qualifier, Clay Milliken. His second pass of qualifying of 3.69 seconds at 327.82 miles per hour remains strong throughout Saturday's qualifying sessions. Clay, this is your 10th number one qualifier of the season. Congratulations. Can you talk about this milestone?
Well, I mean, it's just crazy that this car's been that good in qualifying that many races. It's just awesome. I mean, you know, great team put together a great car, and it goes really quick, you know. And I keep saying this. I've been up here 10 times. I've said it probably six of those 10 that my green to yellow ratio is off. You know, the yellow hats pay money. The green ones don't. But they are great decorations in my shop. I am very proud of them. Donna has made a really cool little glass box, and she's got them in there. And it's really cool, but it's another thing that I dust off in my shop all the time. I'm looking at her while I say that. But now this team's incredible. I mean, you know, 10 number one qualifiers is something I would have never, ever dreamed of. So proud of what this team's done all season long. You know, it's amazing.
What's it like to drive for David Krumnick and have this type of car this season?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. You know, I mean, our accents still are way off from each other. You know, I'm learning what a spanner is, and you know, it's just funny. You know, the accents are definitely different. His is Southern, and mine is Southern, but his is way more Southern. But, I mean, obviously it's pretty cool working with a guy that has driven, and so no matter what mistake I made, he's made them, and I usually don't get in trouble for him occasionally if I do something really silly, but it's fun. I mean, he obviously is the sharpest cat out there right now, and it's been a fun deal.
Questions from the media?
Your guys' game plan for the day, trying to get ready for tomorrow or trying to better the 69?
Well, actually, we did have a game plan, and of course I know that's a grubby thing. I know you talked to him enough that the first run we made today, which was a 375, was actually backed off just to make sure that we didn't have anything wrong from the explosion yesterday. And the last one was definitely, you know, to see what we could do on the racetrack with the sun on it the way it was. And here's a good one for you motorheads out there. That was actually the same supercharger that come off the car yesterday. Oh, wow. Right back on the car. I'm going to tell y'all this too. Same short block in the car from the explosion from yesterday. You know, the only thing it did was hurt cylinder heads, injectors, and Doug's pocketbook a little bit. But otherwise, it was, for as ugly and explosive as it looked, it wasn't that pricey in comparison to what it could have been.
Well, we wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
I have one question.
Susan, wait.
You really dust?
Hmm?
You really dust?
Who
do you dust it?
Do what?
Do you dust? Do you dust off your hat?
Your
oh.